So this is it, huh?
Yes, Henry. This is it.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Delta Park Gets Lost. This is our extra special super show we do each week right after we watch one hell of an episode of Lost.
Woo-hoo!
I am Jason.
And I'm Anna, and we're talking about Season 2, Episode 22, For the Road.
Holy frack. Now, I just want everyone to stay calm, okay? We're going to be all right. We're going to pull through this. We're a strong fan base.
If I swear, which I might have inclination to do, Jason will beep it.
Yeah, I'll beep it later.
Because that's what I was doing last night when I was watching the last 5 minutes of the show. I was saying, holy
shit. Anyway, let's play the clip.
I'm sorry.
For what?
There you go.
And Michael shoots himself in the shoulder. Yeah. He's an other. Oh my gosh.
Is
I was screaming last night during this. I was like, oh my God. Because that was a great twist. That was the twist of all twists. Because, Ana Lucia going in and killing the guy would have been, Michael going in and actually killing the guy would have been an interesting twist.
Right.
But Michael killing Ana Lucia and Libby, that's a big deal.
Oh, I know.
That was awesome.
So there's a great post on TV Guide today on one of their forums. Actually, it's from, what's the guy's name? The TV Guide reporter?
His name is Michael Osiello.
I can never say his name.
So he did an interview with the producers of Lost, which is Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, and he did it before the episode aired, and so he had it up first thing the next morning. And he asked them about why did they kill off Ana Lucia's character and Cynthia Watros' character, supposedly.
Oh, because they're drunks.
Right, and they said it has nothing to do with the fact that both of them got a DUI on the same night within 15 minutes of each other. In fact, when Michelle Rodriguez came onto the show, she said adamantly, I only want one season. Only put me in for a season. I don't want any more than that. And so then when Michelle Rodriguez got the DUI, they thought, oh crap, everybody's gonna think we kicked him off the show because of the DUIs, but really it was planned all along.
Right.
So
they had planned to do this like for over a year, February of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
They were thinking about this, so kind of cool. We'll put a link to that full article up on the website, deltaparkproject.com, so you can go and read that. So we know that Ana is dead, but is Libby dead?
Right, we don't know that.
We don't know for sure.
And I don't think she's dead yet.
I know, and that's the one, if anyone would have died, who I would have thought it would be, because she's got a new TV show.
Right. Oh, she's gonna die.
I think so.
How do you not live through two bullets in the stomach with no surgery or anything
like that?
She's got
those super blankets there. They were like shields of blankets. Well, they're Dharma blankets.
Plus, though, in the scenes for next week, it shows Michael like in that vault, so like he's in trouble. So somebody must live to tell.
That's true. Although, I don't know if they find out for quite a while, from what I think.
Ah,
what
all right.
I've read, but I'm not going to say.
Hi, this is Super Fan Matt. I just watched the new episode, and all I have to say is, oh my god! And also, I think Michael was brainwashed, or he had a deal put to him that was saying that if he kills the people or he gets Henry Gill out, maybe the leader, they can get, and he can get Walt back. So answer that. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Matt. We also had J.J. Abrams call in. Now, this was before the show aired, but the guy doesn't give his name, so I'm just kidding. I don't think it's J.J. Abrams, but he did say this.
What up? I was listening to your Delta Park Lost podcast. I don't really care what the cliffhanger is going to be, but I just want to make a prediction that Michael is going to lie to to the rest of the cast to get them to go find the others, to find his boy. So there, Michael's a liar, and it's a trap. Goodbye.
It's a trap.
I think it's a trap. Michael's definitely a liar.
Well, and here's what Michael had to say, and we'll talk about this.
Welcome back.
Hey, John. I found them. After I left, I hiked north, back to where we were. Hiked to the beach, followed the shoreline. A day later, I saw one.
What did he look like?
It was dirty. Worn clothing, no shoes, simple. Just like the rest of them.
So, now, Michael doesn't know some of the things that we know.
Right. So, when the first time I hear this, right, we're not at the end of the show, I don't know Michael is lying. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, they knew he was there because they put on their dirty clothes. That's what they do to make it look like they live, you know, in tents and whatever on right. the island. And so I was like, well, they knew he was there. This is a bunch of crap. And then,
and now it sounds like he's telling their story the way they want to be portrayed.
Right.
So,
but
I
they don't know that Kate has stumbled upon the beard and knows that it's fake. And
right.
And Claire remembers, thanks to Cuckoo Libby, that these people were all clean and
right.
like a hospital ward
right.
and everything. So.
And they've had the hospital hatch. If anything, they'd be living there, or they'd be living in some other hatch.
Right. So Michael doesn't know.
Oh, and the food drops. We know about the food drops. I don't know if Michael knows they know about the food drops.
Yeah.
So. Like the rest of them. Yeah. His people. The others. I followed him back to his camp. They live in tents. Canvas tents and teepees. They eat dried fish. They're worse off than we are.
How many of them were there?
I counted 22.
And the boat?
I didn't see it.
Did you see Walt?
No.
I think he's lying.
You think he saw Walt?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
But I know he's there.
What about everyone else they took? Cindy, did you see any other kids?
Well, plus we know Walt was at a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Or we think that Walt was at a computer.
Although,
so.
Michael's the only one who knows that.
Right. Oh, that's true. But we know that.
No kids. No, but I think they're in the same place as my boy. They have a hatch.
How do you know that they...
There's a set of metal doors leading underground. What else could it be?
And you think that that's where they're keeping the kids?
They keep it guarded 24-7. And two guards, two guns, and two guns is all I saw. They're barely armed. Most of them are old, and half of them are women. I wanted... I couldn't save you. So I came back to tell you. That we can take them. As soon as I get my strength back, I will take us back there.
And get us all killed.
Yeah, so yeah, JJ, I think that definitely it's a trap.
Totally a trap.
So that's going to be the end of the season, I guess, unless they figure out that he's lying.
Well, next week is Echo, and then the next week is a Michael-centric episode, so...
Yep.
So very there's exciting. A 50-50 chance you're going to die if it's a flashback show for your character.
Well, I wouldn't say 50-50. I'd say if your character has a flashback and they have sex on the island, you're dead. Remember Shannon?
Yeah, she had sex the night of her death, too,
yes,
didn't she?
Yes, if you have sex on the island, dead.
What?
Don't you want my phone number?
You tell anyone about this, and I'll kill you.
Guess that takes cuddling off the table.
So So that was kind of creepy.
I did not enjoy that sex scene at all.
You didn't?
No.
And he's like your man.
Yeah, but he's with the wrong woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I just don't understand your kind of porn.
Right. That was just creepy.
Other things going on in the show. The Henry was on kind of a bit of a roller coaster there. Gonna die, not gonna die, trying to kill someone. And then, again, manipulating Locke.
I know he is messing with Locke because I think he wants to be able to brainwash Locke, too. Locke seems very brainwashable.
Right. And we do learn some more about, I guess, the leader, who I'm still kind of convinced is Henry Gale.
But. Yeah.
Because you're one of the good ones, John. What? What good what? None of this matters. I'm dead anyway. The doctor's gone to make a trade. And we both know he'll come back empty-handed. And then I've lost my value. So either Jack comes back here and kills me, or my people find out where I'm being held and they do it.
Why would your own people want to kill you?
Because the man in charge, he's a great man, John. A brilliant man. But he is not a forgiving man. He'll kill me because I failed, John. I failed my mission.
What mission?
When that woman caught me in her trap, I was on my way here, John. I was coming for you.
What? He's just going to stroll into camp and take him?
Liar! Everybody's a liar. The others, man, they're liars.
Well, yeah. Of course. But they're good.
Right.
And they're brilliant.
They have to lie.
But they hold grudges.
Yes.
So, and then, of course, there was just a tiny bit of Hurley funniness. Although Hurley is awkward with this whole Libby thing, which maybe we won't have to worry about anymore. Although, is he going to, like, totally go psycho if she dies?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
And is he going to figure out where he knows her from? That's what I want to see.
So, anyway, he's trying to...
I need a little Libby flashback.
Be romantic. And he acts like
a little
12-year-old
kid.
I don't know. But then there's the Say Anything clip, which was kind of funny.
And why would you hold a static generating radio over your head?
They didn't have Say Anything in Baghdad? It's awesome. This dude, like, gets his boombox, and he holds it over his head outside this chick's window, and he plays some Peter Gabriel song for her, and bam, the girl's like his. I mean, after her dad goes to jail. But then he gets her.
I think I get the idea.
You should really check it out sometime. I mean, if we ever, you know, get off this island.
Although, I think Netflix ships to the island, so all they need to find is a DVD player.
And, you know, we need a little more Saeed. I hope we get some more Saeed for the end of the season here. I like Saeed. We haven't seen a lot of him since Shannon died.
Right.
Quite frankly. No, I guess we got him when he tortured Henry.
Henry.
But I still feel like I have a shortage of Saeed.
So what if he were to have sex with Anna?
No, nobody has sex with Anna.
Oh, she's the problem.
Okay. She's the problem.
Just trying to figure that out. So in the flashback, it was an Ana Lucia-centric episode, and I don't know, a lot of, you know, her mom found out that she killed Jason. Anna killed Jason.
Hmm.
And so then she decides to run off to Australia with who?
Jack's drunk dad.
Of course.
Whom she meets in an airport bar. And then guess who else she meets in an airport bar? Jack.
So they decide to use code names, and these names do have some sort of significance. Kate's boyfriend was Tom, which is the name that Jack's dad takes, and then Jack's ex-wife was Sarah, which is the name that he gives to Ana Lucia.
Right, and Ana Lucia serves as like a bodyguard for him when he goes and tries to bust into the house of some woman at 3 a.m. because he wants to see his daughter.
Right.
Who is his daughter? I bet she's on the island.
Probably. I don't know. Or related to
she's one
or
of the
something.
Others. I don't know. Oh, I guess not. That would be a new arrival of the others.
A baby other?
Baby other.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Since the dawn of time, man has been curious, imagining all that is possible. The Hanzo Foundation, reaching out to a better tomorrow. Discover the experience for yourself. Call 1-877-HANS-ORG.
Ha ha. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah. We're sponsored by Hanso.
Yeah, we're totally banking it with Hanso. Woo-hoo. Cash. So the game is on, and if you call the number, you hear this.
Welcome to the Hanso Foundation, reaching out to a better tomorrow. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it now. For general information, press 1. For Alvar Hanso, press 2. For Thomas Dierner Middlewerk, press 3. For Hugh McIntyre, press 4. For Peter Thompson, press 5. Thank you. And namaste.
So there's some names we have to wrap our head around now.
Peter Jackson? No.
Hugh Jackman. Huh?
Tom Peterson? What did they say?
If you go to thehansofoundation.org, if you go to bios, executive bios, all those people are in there. And also, if you call that number and you press 1, you get a password. I think it's, was it Breaking Strain or something, that you go and you can try and get on the newsletter, although I put it in and it wanted to play a game with me instead of put me on the newsletter, so I don't know. But this is going to be kind of fun. They're putting a lot behind this game, evidently. So, of course, there's the obvious places. And then, from what they say, there's going to be some other less obvious websites out there that you'll be able to go and play on.
I don't know. There are some people who have a lot of time on their hands.
I know.
It's going to be cracked quickly.
Probably. Yeah.
Game
the
over.
Boards are a flutter with this stuff.
Yeah.
And they work like 24 hours as a team. And I guess the UK is playing at the same time.
Yeah.
So we're all working together.
Yep. Game over in a week.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how they push it out, you know.
They better stretch it out.
Yeah, it's not going to last all summer.
Because otherwise it's going to be solved tomorrow.
Next week is called Question Mark. So we can only assume that that has to do with the question mark on the map.
On the map.
And it's an Echo-centric episode, and it is, from what I can tell, it is a Locke and Echo go into the woods adventure. And the promo shows Echo falling to his death, but
yep,
we don't know about for sure.
She's dead.
I'm glad you're okay, man. We are being tested.
Tested?
All-new Lost, next Wednesday at 9, 8 central, only on ABC.
So, Sweeps is on. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it is on. And this is much better so far than February when nothing happened.
And November when we met the Taileys.
November was good.
Whatever.
And then we just got bogged down with the Taileys. But that storyline is over. That arc now, I think, is over.
Yeah.
So. Yeehaw.
Okay, so hey, here's what happened on the big show this week.
This week on the Delta Park Project, Stephen Colbert adds himself to the terrorist watch list.
Somebody shoot me in the face. Is he really not here?
One of our listeners wonders, who's this guy?
Hey, what happened?
And find out what movies we are and aren't going to see this summer, plus our new favorite show.
Are you comfortable with me calling you Little Nugget?
I don't have enough problems with that.
You're hired.
So that is from the Delta Park Project, our big pop culture show we do each week. You can check that out over at deltaparkproject.com. But for this week, I think we're done.
We are.
I'm Jason.
I'm Anna Sechrist.
You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.
I'm gonna do now, Muchacha.